Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Attention, papermakers. Pratt is hiring. Positions open include the following. At Pratt Valparaiso, Indiana, safety manager, maintenance project engineer, production engineer, and assistant chemical engineer. At Pratt Staten Island, New York, electrical and instrumentation supervisor. For more information, check out the ad on NIP Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com or visit www.PrattHRCentral.com. The following column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan reading it for Jim. The title of the column is The What and Why of Regulations, and here's what Jim has to say about that. Sometimes we blithely discuss terms without thinking about their genesis or reason for being. The word regulations and its derivatives falls within this category. My favorite definition of regulations is this. Regulations are rules, standards, or principles administered and enforced by those without assets upon those who have assets. It seems nonsensical. Allow me to explain. Who are those without assets and how do they receive the power of enforcement? In ancient times, those with a club could enforce their wills on those without a club. Don't allow your sheep to drink from that brook over there, or I will hit you over the head with this club. We have the brook, which is untitled and without owner, the sheep, an asset of the party of the first part, and the one with the club, the party of the second part, who owns nothing but just doesn't like to have sheep around. Governments, through force, created regulations and enforced them. The ancient Greeks and Romans were very good at this. Modern-day regulations are often the result of public opinion, which are then, by various mechanisms, codified and fit within a governmental system for review and enforcement. The famous Triangle Shirtwaist Fire of 25 March 1911 in New York City is an excellent example of this. This fire resulted in 146 deaths and was largely the result of negligent or non-existent fire safety regulations. The public became outraged. Standards were written and codified. Politicians and the appropriate government bodies voted to make them into enforceable regulations, indeed laws, and public servants were assigned to inspect and enforce. None of this had anything to do with who owned the assets in this case, the building owners and the Triangle Shirtwaist Company. The public's outrage and wrath set in motion a series of events that caused regulations to be developed and applied to any company that even remotely fit the model matching the Triangle Shirtwaist Company. Review similar actions throughout the industrial era, and you will see many similar situations. All the regulations of the EPA, all the regulations of OSHA, all transportation regulations, and on and on and on, are the result of public pressure. At times, this pressure came from infamous deeds that harmed people or their environment, such as rivers catching fire in Cleveland, Ohio. Other times, this pressure came from perceived, but perhaps not even proven, scenarios. Rachel Carson's Silent Spring comes to mind. Regulations growth has been a topic of late. Some parties think the number of regulations should grow almost without bounds. Others say, enough, the burden is too great or unacceptable. We indeed are willing to absorb some fatalities in order to keep regulations in check. This cannot be, you say. You are wrong. Look at speed limits and the number of traffic deaths we experience every year. No doubt, lower speed limits would reduce the number of traffic deaths, Up to a certain point, it is simple physics. Yet we are unwilling as a group body politic to accept what we perceive as excessive regulations in this area, despite the almost certain link to a certain annual quantity of human fatalities. So the next time you encounter a regulation, I challenge you to think about it a bit more than usual, exploring what might be its genesis and longevity. It may just make you a person who better understands working conditions with which you come in contact. For safety this week, we know regulations play an important role here. Learn and apply them. Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2018, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.